100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now, I'm so freaking excited because I'm embarking on new adventures and I'm trying to do a couple things at once. So, you know, I may be a little bit limited on what you get from me on this side of the world. But, you know, I'll advertise about it as we get a little closer, which we're getting a little closer and we're getting a little closer. But hey, today's episode is called Habit. Habits, habitual, don't want to stop, don't know how to quit, whatever you want to call it. You know, we call habits those things that, you know, we can't stop doing. We're attached to it. It controls us, you know, in some way, form, or fashion. You know, yeah. You know, we used to think of habits as, you know, well, I don't have any habits because I don't smoke. You know, smoking or doing drugs was what our limitations and our mind really was around as far as habits. But man, let me tell you, and you know, we always looked at, you know, if you was overweight, then you got a food eating habit. You don't know how to put the damn fork down habit. You know, I got all these habits. As I was sitting back thinking about all the habits I got, I want y'all to marinate on your habits. And I heard this little story says it only takes, I don't know, 40 days or some shit like that to break a habit. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, y'all don't leave messages. Y'all don't do shit. I don't know about y'all listeners that I got. You know, like y'all supposed to be active listeners. Am I just not putting out the right material or whatever? Because, you know, it is called What Tanisha Said. But, and I'm not, you know, the golden rule of thumb. I'm just a thought, you know. I'm a thought that maybe a lot of other people have. And so I put it from my mouth to the paper or from my mouth to the airways or just a thought. It's just a thought. But let me tell you, I started thinking about my habits. And the first damn habit came to mind was a phallus. That thing called a phallus, a penis or whatever. That's a habit. That's a habit. Like, and it wasn't always a habit. It take a good one. I mean, a real good one. Oh, my goodness. One of those toes curling, bed shaking, soul left your body. Did I say toes curling? Deep breathing, heart racing, feel it in the back of your booty. Yeah, I had a moment. Anywho, that's one of my habits. I like it. I like a good one. I like a nice size good one. I would say nice size. If you've still got the little baby ones, y'all already know what I say. Don't even come over here with that. I need a nice size one that's going to tickle me on the inside, that stimulates me on the inside. And it, you know, and it's got to be a nice one. And that's attached to a nice person. Like, yeah, somebody you want to do that with. Somebody that you don't mind kissing. I mean tongue kissing. I mean deep kissing. Somebody that creates passion, ignites the fire, and makes it burn, makes it hot, makes it eclectic, makes it drip. You know, this is one time when fire and water work perfectly together. Earth and wind, y'all just not in there. Y'all, I don't know what y'all doing. Maybe, you know, y'all down there with the body fluids or something, but this is a time when water and fire just connect. Like, oh, that heat made it so wet. Yeah. That's a habit. That's a habit I don't want to break. I'm trying to get me a husband. I hadn't been trying, but I think I'm going to need one. I think that's like the key to my success, my key to going forward and anything else in my life. So I think I'm going to need a husband. And entail, when I get that husband, that's what's going to balance out this thing that I got going on. Because I want it all the time. Like, I'm scared because married people don't be having sex like that. Raise your hand if you married. Okay, raise your hand if you married and you've been married for a long time and you and your spouse get it in every night. I want to know. I want to know. Because from what I understand, married people ain't getting it in like that. Mm-mm. If they are, they ain't getting it in with their spouse. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's a lot of that going on. I'm saying y'all either want to be poly or y'all want to go get you a new mate. Because it ain't no sense in being in something and being miserable. But, you know, again, that's neither here nor there. That's not where I was going with the habit. However, that probably is some people's habit. I got a habit of fucking other people's and stuff like that. I understand if you have that habit, then that's your habit. But, I mean, I got a lot of habits. Like I said, I got the habit of not wanting to put the fork down. I like to eat. I love to. You see, when you start saying I love to do something, you know that your habits is out of control. Like, I think I got a habit of watching porn. Yep. But you know what? That habit can easily be broken if you watch some bullshit, like something really horrible. Because the other day I called myself going to take a little sneak peek of some porn. And it was a bunch of kids. I know they was just beginners and they were horrible. The girls did not know how to suck no dick. They called themselves trying to do some gang banging shit. This little boy could not fuck for shit. Dude had no rhythm, no shape, no nothing. I'm tired of looking at these people naked. These people naked was an insult. I was so insulted by they little naked asses. And then come to find out they've been making videos. I was like, this is amateur bullshit 101. I don't ever want to see this again. I'm highly offended. I'm offended because, you know, I go to porn for a reason. I go to porn to stimulate a thought and, you know, just to kind of get me there a little quicker. Or I go there to get some advice and ideas and stuff, you know, maybe to use at a later time, you know, just to keep my skill set up, you know. So I go and check out a little bit of porn or something like that. But this porn had me so frustrated. And then the boys was, one of them was leaving on his shirt and leaving on his socks. It was just so amateur. I was like, don't put no more of this shitty ass material out. You know, just, you know, I wanted to talk to the producer. Oh, and then it was some dude in the background with a camera on. And it was just terrible. It was just terrible. They was, you know, sitting there taking all this time with these girls trying to play and open up condoms. They didn't know how to open them up and roll them on because these arrogant ass dudes. You know what? They were foreigners. Mm-hmm. They were foreigners. And foreigners don't traditionally do porn and it shows. It's just not their thing. Every time I've watched some foreign porn, I'm just pissed. I seen some Mexican porn the other day and it just left me just insulted. And I think this was Nigerian porn. And I'm offended and insulted and don't ever want to watch it again. So I don't know, it may be to my detriment in a good way that I'm seeing these things, because it definitely increased the duration and the time frame that it would take me to go back and watch some old damn porn, because I'm so offended by shit. It's like, don't you watch this ever again. And so, you know, I don't go back as fast as I would have had it been some interesting shit, had it been some pretty people doing pretty things, or just not even beautiful people. They can have nice bodies, but just have a skill set to what you're doing. Like, you know, if you want to be in porn, you need to know how to suck dick. If you want to be in porn, you need to know how to fuck. You need to know a little bit about how to get in some pussy anatomy. I mean, he was fumbling in the front, and I was like, what is this boy doing? I mean, I was just so flustered watching this porn. And you know, like I said, it was habit breaking. So there are some things that could break your habit. You know, I used to really like chitlins. Hey, don't fault me. I'm from the country, okay? I'm a country girl. And, you know, chitlins that's cooked right, oh my goodness. I'm with it. Man, let me tell you. About 25 years ago, I was in Virginia and I had some chitlins. And they had cooked them in vinegar and some other stuff and this and that. They were awful. Awful. Man, don't you know, I didn't eat chitlins again till God knows when. And I can't tell you the last time I had chitlins. It was just horrible. Horrible. It's certain things like that will help you break habits. All you can do it wrong. You know, I had this boothang, and I used to always get my boothangs whenever I had a new boo or whatever the hell you want to call them. I would always have them give me a massage. You know, I want to test that skill out. You know, if I want in the right. This dude must have ripped a piece of my skin off with damn massage. I love massages. I'm addicted to massages. I have a habit of getting massages. Let me tell you, this dude did such an awful damn job. I mean, awful. My back hurt for fucking 2 weeks. Never again will I take my ass to an amateur or a dude. Dudes be saying, oh, I'm really good at massages. No, you're just good at conning people out of pussy. But it's not going to work here because I'm not letting no amateur dude who's not even a semi-professional, meaning you in a professional establishment when you do it, or you have your table and a license to do it. If you're not in any way, form, or fashion, some type of professional, you are not giving me a massage. I can't afford to be walking around fucked up looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame for 2 motherfucking weeks because I was in pain. In pain. I swear I think he took some skin off. But you know, I'm back into my habits and I'm thinking about these habits because I do have some habits. I don't smoke and I don't really drink and stuff like that. I don't do no drugs and nothing like that. Those are not habits for me. But my habits, they pretty fucked up. Everybody got some fucked up habits. You know, I got one of my worst habits is cussing. I got to stop cussing. You know, dude told me, you know, you can't be recording that stuff like that. He said, I think you were just cussing because you didn't have no other words to say. You just was cussing to be cussing. And I was like, well, damn. You know, he said, you was trying too hard. You doing too much. You know, anyway, that's why I'm going, you know, to anyway. Speak my mind on other venues, you know, that don't limit what I have to say. But like I said, we're going to talk about that a little more. So, you know, I got to be discreet about how I do it because, you know, somebody's listening to me at all times. At all times, they're like, what is she doing? Is she plotting on leaving us? No, I love Bashani. I'm going to stick around with Bashani. I'm just going to add to my, you know, my product line or my repertoire, you know, and I'm going to give you a little bit more of myself, a little further, a little deeper. Oh my God. Every time I think about further and deeper, I just think about this great sex I had at this one point in time. Like it started off kind of slow and, you know, we didn't know where that was going to go. I thought he wasn't going to be able to keep no erection, man. Look at here. We got so nasty. We got so sexy. I started choking him. And let me tell you, ladies, I don't know what it is about being choked or choking a man. Baby, he grew about 4 more inches of dick when I started choking him. And it was hard. I mean, hard like glass. Like I seen them glass dildos. And I was really contemplating one. Baby, I didn't need it. I did not need it. I started choking this fool. And I was like, huh? I'm getting fucked. It was just amazing. It was just one of those things that I will never forget. I will never forget. Like, let me slide my hand up and choke him a little bit. Until you, and now if you in there with a fool, and he's a simple ass, 3D ass nigga. And I'm going to call him a 3D ass Negro. And you go up to choke him. I mean, it's not like you finna bust his nut and just, you know, choke him where veins pop out his neck or nothing like that. You know, it's just a gentle love choke, you know, a little, you know, I'm just going to put my hands firmly around your neck, just still soft, like, you know. And if he act a fool on that, man, don't fuck him no more. He don't deserve no pussy because he too sensitive. You trying to elevate and go to the next level and he just all 3D, all, you know, no, no. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to think of my habits. I like sleeping. Is that a habit? Hell, I don't know. Well, we'll figure it out. I want to hear what is some of your habits. Go and drop me a line. Y'all can know. You can leave me a message. I'm ready to hear it. Yes. And I just want to know what your habits are. And that is what Tanisha said. All right, now. Yeah.